Coach, can you first just give an opening statement on today's results?
I was excited that we, competed enough to get to game two. And, it's always important to get to a regional and try to find a way to win games. And I don't think it's easy. I think anyone who makes it obviously is a champion in their own right. So I was grateful that these kids get to, play one more game. And, I was hoping we had a chance to play tomorrow. But, when you give these seniors a chance to extend their at-bats or take the field or throw pitches, that's kind of all you were trying to do today.
And Caitlin, Lauren, can y'all just talk about that first game, what the team's message going in against Cleveland State?
Win and survive. We were just trying to make it every pitch. We're trying to win every pitch every time we step on the field. We were just trying to wrap our arms around each other and play a little longer with each other, trying to get to tomorrow. But
yeah, exactly what Caitlin said. We had nothing to lose, so go out and take our hacks and field with confidence, because for nine people, that could have been our last game playing on the field together.
And then, Lauren, just talk about this team and the chemistry with the rest of the seniors and grad students.
I think it's really special to have not only nine players that are very good at softball, but nine players that are even better people and that are my best friends and will be for the rest of my life. I said it once that Coach did a pretty good job choosing our best friends for us when she recruited all of us. But this team's not just a team, it's a family. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it. And I don't want to leave. We can go on. Keep going. Keep going.
Same question for you, Caitlin.
This has been the best and fastest 5 years of my life. And same thing that Lauren said. Like, we joke around asking, like, oh, would you come back? And, like, it's yes 1,000 times over every single time. Not only is this a family, it's people you can lean on when you're having your best day, when you're having your worst day, and they're still going to love you just the same. So this group of people is way more than a softball team. It's shaping who we all are, and I'm incredibly indebted to Coach and Becca for recruiting me and bringing me my best friend. So I just feel lucky.
And Coach, to have other upperclassmen make some plays, like Kate Pryor getting that walk and Reagan Kelly getting the score run and Lauren Nett with an RBI. Can you just talk about the whole class and the opportunity for them to also contribute tonight?
I think all you want as a coach is, like, your players to succeed and have, like, moments of joy and feel on top of the world. And I think that's all I've ever wanted for anyone. And I think I'm tough and I think I'm challenging and I want them to compete. But at the end of the day, it all ultimately comes down to the fact that I love them wholeheartedly and I just want them to be able to feel what not everyone gets to feel, and that's like winning a championship, and it's playing in a regional, and I think that's why I'm on them so hard all the time. But it's surrounded by so much love, and it was awesome. It's awesome to be Reagan to catch a fly ball at second, right? It seems so minuscule and small, but to me, it's every single person makes a difference on this team, and they matter. And I think sometimes people look at, like, who gets the awards or the accolades or who's the heroes, and that's not what it's about. It's the kids in the dugout who are screaming the faces off for them. It's the kids that, jump in the bullpen to catch a pitcher because we need it. Everyone has such different roles, but I want everyone to always feel that they're loved and they matter and they're important. And, I thought it was cool that it got to end with everyone kind of doing something today. That was really, really special to me.
And then Caitlin, Lauren, what's the message to the underclassmen who got to see all of y'all's accomplishments and raising the bar this season?
Keep it going. Just because nine people are leaving doesn't mean BU softball was leaving. Coach has said it before, like, she's had a big class leave, but the goal is still the same, to host Patriot League, to win Patriot League. Like, nothing changes just because we left. But take from us what we gave you, learn from our mistakes, and go forward and win a championship.
Yeah, all we can hope for the next class is just to be better than we were. Coach, like, I remember when I stepped on campus, Coach was like, just leave this place better than you found it. And I just hope that for them as well. I believe in them wholeheartedly. They're going to make this program even better than it is, and I'm excited just to see what it becomes.
Is there anything else y'all want to add?
They left it better than they found it. They did exactly that, times a million. So I would choose every one of them again and go through it and start it all over. So I think I've been quoted saying I would keep this team forever, and I mean that.
All right, thank you all.
Thanks.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Scotty.